This is your favorite morning radio show. You know why? Because you've told us so. All right, so let's get into some stupid criminals. We highlight these individuals so that we learn from their mistakes and do not repeat them. Last week, a strip club in Baltimore sent out some invitations for a beach-themed event. Sure, you know, it's summer. Summer's going to be wrapping up pretty soon. Hey, why not invite, you know, all the pervs down to the strip club and say, hey, come on down. We're having a beach bikini contest.
That's more clothing than you normally wear.
Very nice. I wouldn't know, but thanks for letting me know, Tom. Anyway, when the
You've never been to a strip club before? You're from Florida. Give me a break.
Strip club. Strip club. What is a strip? Is that like in a strip mall? Is that what that? Yes, I have. Not for many, many, many years. All right? I turned my life around, and not anymore.
So if one of your buddies was having a bachelor party now and they were going to the Pussycat Club, you would not be there?
I would, no. Listen, there's a line from an old Queensryche song, the fortunes I've spent on the women I've seen. Yeah. No.
$1 at a time.
A dollar? Do I look like a cheapskate?
Oh, you make it rain?
No, you see, that wasn't the thing back then. You just, you know, here's $50, baby. When people opened the envelopes that they got, these invitations, they found that there was sand in the envelopes, but not everybody thought it was sand. A lot of people thought it was anthrax. Called 911.
That's nice.
Police responded to at least two of these calls, scrambled a hazmat team before they realized it's not dangerous. Fire department said that resolving the issue has required a considerable amount of resources paid with tax dollars.
Sure.
It's not illegal to send sand through the mail, so no crime has been committed. No threats were made, so bada boom, bada bing. This one is classic. Earlier in this week, a 29-year-old guy walked into a Chase Bank in Texas. He told the teller that Michelle Obama had just adopted him. So now that he was part of the Obama family, he was hoping maybe to withdraw a little cash from their bank account. The teller called the cops. They found out the guy had two outstanding warrants, so he was arrested. Here's what's scary, though, man. I'm looking at this dude's mugshot.
Yeah?
He resembles Michelle Obama.
Really?
He really does.
Well, we've had circumstances
before. It's the eyes. He's got a resemblance in the eyes.
We've had circumstances before where con men have been arrested in various cities claiming to be pro athletes when they weren't, because they sort of look like them.
I'd go in and say, hey, I'm Aaron Rodgers. I know I look taller on the field than this.
I know that I really shouldn't have a beer gut when, you know, I'm a pro quarterback.
It's the off-season.
Yeah.
Training camp is firing back. I'll lose this in a couple days. TSA, of course, is infamous for inappropriately touching passengers. This is a twist. Kentucky, a TSA employee, has now been arrested for inappropriately touching another TSA employee. No, Bob, let me show you how it's done, jangle, jangle, jangle. 39-year-old TSA supervisor from Bluegrass Airport in Lexington, Kentucky, is accused of touching an employee sexually four times in the past 2 weeks. He's now facing four counts of sexual abuse. No, you're not
This. There's more to this story. Maybe it was in the back room or something.
Were the blue gloves involved?
No.
I think they were. That's what's disturbing about the TSA, okay? The TSA gets all handsy and is jingling your junk around. Do they change gloves between that? No, they do not. Last but not least, Sunday afternoon, two guys tried to rob a restaurant down in Chicago.
Jingling your junk? I'd never heard that term before. That's nice.
Oh,
you should get
you.
That on a T-shirt. The TSA, jingling your junk since 2004.
That's been copyrighted, by the way. We now own that. On Sunday afternoon, two guys tried to rob a restaurant down in Chicago. They went right during the lunch rush. The owner told them he was too busy with customers and told them it'd be better if they came back in about an hour. They did. This time, the owner was ready. He'd called the cops. Yep, he'd called the cops. Both men are now facing aggravated robbery charges.
Oh, brother.
So there it is. Please don't be like them. If you're going to create and be criminal in your behavior, be smarter about it. And how can you learn? What can make you feel better?
Oh, boy.
This, of course.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
From the world of entertainment, Queen Latifah says she will not discuss her sexuality on the new syndicated daytime talk show. In other words, she's as gay as a French trombone. Speaking of which, Lance Bass is going to be judging the Miss America pageant. Really?
Really?
I mean, isn't that kind of like Kim Kardashian judging America's Got Talent? Sarah Jessica Parker's role as Gloria Steinem has been cut from the movie Lovelace, which, of course, is weird because, you know, seriously, porn and feminism usually go together like wool socks and candy.
Is that movie on your list of must-see films? I mean, it's directed by a mainstream director. It stars Amanda Seyfried, who was Spider-Man's girlfriend in a big screen film. I mean, it's...
Probably not.
No?
Yeah, we can discuss why later.
Okay.
Washington Redskins quarterback Robert Griffin III said gay NFL players should come out of the closet. Then he kind of cleared his throat and motioned to a photo of Tom Brady's newest ad for Uggs. You know what I'm saying?
Tom Brady's married to Giselle. Don't even start stuff like that, man.
Tom Brady, leg snapped off yesterday.
It was not.
Alex Rodriguez thinks it's ridiculous that he's been suspended for 211 games. But, you know, it's also ridiculous that a guy who's paid that much money can't make the bases in the playoffs. So you got that. All right. So from the world around the United States and abroad, I don't think she likes being called that, the most aggressive drivers are men in blue BMWs. The most passive-aggressive men drive a Prius with coexist bumper stickers. Men who drive blue BMWs are actually more likely to be aggressive. Likewise, people who drive 1987 Buick Skylarks held together by duct tape are more likely to be in radio. Due to a continued amount of violence in the country, a month-long curfew has been established in Egypt. However, you can stay out past the curfew if you get permission from your mummy.
Oh, brother.
Thank you.
You got to end there.
I should.
You really should.
Politics is where we'll end. Governor of Florida plans to sue the state of Georgia over water disputes, and if that doesn't work, they're going to settle it with a monster truck rally. In a speech yesterday, Newt Gingrich said Republicans need to move beyond just opposing President Obama and prove to the American people that they actually stand for something. Then he put on an Obama mask and was chased off stage by two guys in a bull costume. I probably should have stopped with that one. Former Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. has been sentenced to 30 months in prison for misusing campaign funds. Jesse Jackson Sr. responded, "I'm gonna feel hokey visiting my son in the pokey." That is where we shall end. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. We will be back in a moment.
You guys enjoying the traffic up here? Oh, it's horrible. It's almost as bad as L.A. It's crazy. It's always bad, every direction. It's like, I was saying about this, you spend so much time sitting in traffic, you finally get off the off-ramp. What do you got waiting for you on the off-ramp? Always on the off-ramp. You got a bum. Yeah, waiting for you. He's got a sign. Maybe he says, anything helps. We'll work for food. I was like, thinking the other day, I was like, dude, what are you doing on the off-ramp? As bad as the traffic is, as bad as the economy is, I wouldn't be on the off-ramp. If I was a bum, I'd be on the on-ramp. Yeah, my sign would say $5 carpool companion. Yeah. Now we're talking. What? You're on your way to work, you know? The freeway's jacked in both directions, right? For $5, I'm hopping in that passenger seat, right? Now you're going shooting up the carpool lane. Yeah. You're getting to work faster. I'm making a couple bucks. Dude, you can drop me off wherever. I'll just walk across the overpass, go back the other way. All day long, back and forth, making money, helping people get to work. Plus, at the end of the day, you can drop me off wherever. I'm a bum. I'm home. Imagine that. Hey, Tyler, what do you do for a living? Oh, I commute. You commute to work? No, I commute for work. I'm a carpool companion.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.